Hey guys, welcome to this podcast another time. I am currently on Mallorca in Spain. I don't know if you can hear it, but probably you can. I am right on the water. And today I want to talk about traveling, but without any social media. Or like, do we travel because of social media? And how that all is affecting us. I have not made a plan whatsoever. I'm just talking with you and discussing this a little bit. So let's get started. I think many of us these days travel to take pretty photos, post them, but not necessarily to really enjoy the moment. I see so many people just taking the photo, you know, like you're getting to a place, then you're taking the photo, then you're posting it maybe on Instagram. But first of all, the reality usually looks very different. So I think the perception of places changes a lot in the moment that we post on social media, because, for example, I just walked this way and there was this beautiful, beautiful bay. Full of people and just beautiful blue water, two keys. But the reality was, the point I was standing at was like a big street that I had to walk on for 10 minutes, where cars kind of rushing by, almost hitting me. So the reality is very different than what it looked like on the photo. But all the people who might see this on my Instagram story will be like, oh wow, that's so pretty, I want to go there too. But then in the moment they would come here, first of all, it's very windy today, it's very cold. So many of the realities kind of don't match what's actually happening in that scenery around this photo. But in the end, it is a pretty photo, like it's a pretty place. But in that sense, I think we have to kind of get to the point where we don't think about the way too much, or like the goal of taking a pretty photo, but rather enjoying the way there, like the difficulties, but all of this human experience that we're all having at the same point. We kind of lose the sense of reality in that sense if we just post a photo. And so I come to the conclusion that in the end, well, no surprise, but Instagram is just fake, you know, because I don't think that there will ever be a point in time where there will be like every point of reality in social media, you know, like right now we have like virtual reality. Which pretty much already gives us a sense, because we can virtually go to a place maybe, especially what's happening with the metaverse and stuff. But for me, like, that's not enough. Like, I want to just go to the place. And to be honest, it was a nice view, like the photo I was just talking about. But in the end, it's not that special, you know, because there are prettier places or like prettier days where it's just warmer. But then maybe the picture doesn't show that. Like, I'm just sitting in my garden and I'm actually enjoying my garden a lot, but I would never post a photo of it, because why would I do that? But in the end, the enjoyment level is much higher if I just have the sun, no wind, you know, enjoying having full sunscreen protection on and all of that. Like, you know, you get my point? Like, it's so different. And then also the thing is, I think many people who are traveling still feel FOMO. Like, they go on vacation to relax and be like, oh, yeah, such a pretty place, already posting about it. And then they still see the Instagram posts or like the things your friends are doing at home or just something different, and you still feel this fear of missing out. So there's really no point where you get to only relax in the moment if you don't stop pretty much scrolling while you're traveling. But at the same time, you kind of have to in order to make other people think that your life is so cool and so special. You know what I mean? So I think that's like a major point. Why I think being on your phone should be very limited while you're traveling. Like, you should only use it to actually capture a moment with people you just met or with people you're with, because it's more about the moment. Also, staging a photo, I prefer it if it's like a real photo, you know, like real laughing, real good time. But at the same time, I get it. You know, if you're going to a place, you want to show after your mom that you went to the Eiffel Tower when you went to Paris. But all of that is kind of controversial. Like, I think it needs to be discussed if there shouldn't be, for example, like a vacation mode on social media apps where it's just like, okay, this person is on vacation right now and not available. And like, for that time, pretty much your phone doesn't let you in to this app. And it can be any app, you know, like people who are very goal-oriented might go to their working emails or just their emails in general. Or when someone in your family is sick, you know, like all of these things. You need a break from this too sometimes. Like, imagine your grandma is sick and you just feel the pressure to always, all the time, be there for them. But at some point you might just want to rest and think about yourself for once. Not that you don't love your grandma, of course, or your grandpa. But still, sometimes you need a break from this too, to kind of reflect on how you're actually feeling. And these things can burn you out too. So you need to kind of lighten up the candle again of life, you know. So I think there's some difficulties. Nevertheless, we love Instagram. Otherwise, we wouldn't find out about places. You know, like many places which I've seen are probably because of social media, because I've seen people going there and I feel safer because I know people have done it before. So I'm not the only one going there. So for example, right now I'm going to Costa Rica next week in New York. And it's like, if I wouldn't have seen people, question. But I mean, make yourself some thoughts about it. And for now, I think I have nothing more to say, but just be very mindful of your using, like how you're using Instagram and co. Especially also, for example, some families don't have the resources to go traveling, and then you all the time feel this need to kind of show off your life. But I mean, I guess it's just social media in general, right? So be mindful. Try. I just listened to this podcast where they were talking about necessarily that social media can bring forwards this depressions and stuff, but at the same time, it's also, if you are depressed already, it's more likely that you use your phone more. So like, there's this back and forth effect, but you just need to be a little bit more mindful. And just being like, okay, no social media at all anymore will not help you as well, because then you just feel like this huge limit is putting up on you. And still, it is a point of our life, so we need to accept that it is there. But mindfully scrolling, I think, is very, very important. Try to limit it somehow. If you really want to start limiting it, I recommend you getting the app OneSec. It's a really cool app. I used it for a long time. Which practically every time you open Instagram, or you can kind of do it for any app that you have. So even for Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, WhatsApp, I don't know, whatever you use the most, or even Gmail, you can just kind of put this app in between, and then it will go up your screen, down your screen, and it's taking 4 to 5 seconds, and it's kind of asking you, take a deep breath and think about it. Do you really need to open this app right now? Because if you've already been on it 2 minutes ago, what has actually changed? So you kind of have this forcing element that is forcing you to think okay, do I actually want to open this? Or you can even put it in a mode where, for example, every time you open your Instagram app, you have to, like, it's connected to your notes app, and you have to write down your thoughts for at least like one or two sentences, or even, you know, because usually many people, I think, use Instagram or like social media in general as a distraction of life for a second. We think it's relaxing for our brain, but in the end, it's actually not. It's actually just stressing us out more, and it's giving us FOMO, and it's giving us anxiety and depression. I mean, not all is evidence-based as I'm saying it now, because I think there's always more to it. Like, there's not just this one element that leads us to having these feelings, but it is more likely that we feel that way, because from my experience, I do feel addicted very fast, and I do feel the pressure to kind of make this pretty pose, but at the same time be cool. So there's not this free sense of, yeah, okay, I can practically post whatever I want, because I still want to be considered cool by my friends, or I want to be, you know, like, I'm not sharing how I'm laughing with my friends for like the past half an hour, but it will just be a pretty place of the dinner. You know, like, that's actually the photo that's coming out of it, but does it represent the real moment? No, absolutely not. But also, it is a form of expression, I think. So we shouldn't be as political about it and be just like, okay, we have a point of, okay, for me, actually, the Instagram page kind of is like a CV that you're doing for the people that you're meeting. So always when I travel, I use Instagram as a source of connecting, because practically everybody has it. You don't have to switch numbers, which is far more intimate. And also, Instagram has kind of the good thing that you can see from one side, okay, do I kind of fit with the vibe of that person? Because I feel some, like, if there's someone that I vibe with in person, usually also vibes with my Instagram page or how I do my stories, you know, like this lower exposure, cool songs. I don't know, like, you put the things that you're passionate about on your Instagram, so you have a form of expressing yourself, and it is kind of like a resume just about you for friends and not for a workplace. So I think we should see it more like that, but just at the same time consuming it not too much. I don't know, it's really hard, I gotta say. It's not easy to find a right place in this. Just know that you're gonna be okay, that you can do it if you try to just reduce your screen time maybe by an hour a day. It can help you, coming from my experience. But it doesn't necessarily as well. Like, if you're going through a hard phase, sometimes just distraction is the easiest thing you can do. But procrastination, not a good thing to do. Anyway, thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed this little talk with me. Let me know what you think about it. And yeah, I hope I hear you next time. And thank you for joining me in the travel diaries. Alrighty. Listen to the seizures for one second. Very calming. Alright. Have a good night, day, morning, evening, afternoon, whatever. Mwah. I give you a little kiss, and I'll hear you soon. Bye-bye.